Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group conference call on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2013. If we could please start with the roll call.
Yes, sure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Finance and Budget Subteam Committee meeting on Tuesday, 23rd of April, 2013 at 13 UTC. On the call today we have Alan Skous, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Holly Raich, Tijani Benjema, Roberto Gaetano, YG Park, Dev Anantin-Lusking. We have no apologies so far. And from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvain Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. That's a very good intro. Welcome, everyone. And I gather you've all recovered from your travels and your work in the past few weeks in Beijing. For those of us who have traveled, for those of you who have not traveled, it's time for you to get involved. And I'm glad to see you here because we have some work to do. Today's agenda is actually rather short. We'll first be looking at the action items from our last meeting, and then we'll be looking briefly at the results of the fast-track requests for the at-large FY14 budget requests. And then we will be concentrating on what we have received with regards to the FY14 budget request for the standard track, which is the reason for this call. Is there any other business that anyone wishes to add to this? I don't see that in our agenda, but if anybody wishes to add something to this agenda, then please let us know now.
All good.
I see Roberto's typing. I have a problem. Okay, fine. Well, let's get going first, and I invite you all to have a look at the action items from the last meeting that we had. There were action items for each one of the regions, and so we basically looked at those. So the action item for the AFRALO is for Cheryl to contact Rinalia and ask her to contact AFRALO, Tijani, so that efforts between AFRALO and APRALO can be combined. Was there some action on this, Cheryl? Has there been a completed
this is Cheryl for the record, yes, there certainly was. I believe that there is a coordinated approach and an adjustment was made to the fast-track applications for funding to reflect that.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. So let's move on to the next one, the APRALO proposal. The action item was to delete the box requesting staff support that was completed prior to the request being filed. The EURALO staff to cut and paste the sentence from box 2 to the box called travel support at the end, that was completed as well. All of that being some cleaning up that was done. So thank you for this. NORALO and extension of authorized departure dates, all of this was filed as requested. The other action item further down with APRALO request from ISOC Philippines to follow up with the applicant Winthrop Yu with copying APRALO that we believe this request is for the Speakers Bureau and that we can show the way. That's been completed. And finally, the next steps, Gisela to find a placeholder for the week of April the 22nd. And that's obviously completed since we are meeting today. So that's rather great. All AIs are done. And I can therefore invite you to go directly to agenda item number 4. And that's the special budget requests, which have been published now by the ICANN Finance Department. The very fresh news. And you will notice on your screen the SOAC budget request fast track. So these are the ones for requests for events and financing for things that should take place up to October 2013, so before the 1st of November 2014. Is this unthinked now or not? If I go like this, can you zoom in and zoom out from the Adobe?
I think we've got control.
For those of you that can't use the Adobe, of course, you can link it from your agenda, and you can open that page from your agenda. So in there, you will, if we go down over to the ALAC requests, which are on the second page, the first one was the one filed by the ALAC, so it's got a number, a request number FY14-A07-01, and that's the extension of the authorized departure date for XCOM and specified liaisons. This actually was partially granted for the time being. It was approved for the Durban meeting, but no funding was provided for the other meetings, Buenos Aires, Singapore, and London, remembering that there are going to be four meetings during FY14.
Yeah.
But the concern, and this is not much of a concern since, of course, we're only dealing here with a Durban meeting, which is the one that takes place in July. The other meetings will take place later on in the year, so we can always file a request again for the other meetings since they will be outside the fast track. We'll use the normal track. Mm-hmm. The concern here is the recommendation, which somehow is slightly flawed, and this is the reason why I just had a chat with Cheryl before starting this call. To try and find out, really, when the XCOM started meeting after the end of the board meeting on the Fridays. And this appears to have been something that was around for a long time. Cheryl, do you wish to say a couple of words on this? And then I'll ask Heidi to explain to us what she's been up to, because obviously we've read this and there's already a follow-up on that. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's Cheryl for the Transcript Record. The earlier meetings which were held with the, what wasn't even an executive committee, but myself as chair and the two vice chairs were with Kevin as CFO, with Steve Antonoff and occasionally an offsider there. And we also had in those days Nick Ashton and Matthias involved in what were not publicised meetings. They were not publicised because they were not open. Therefore, unfortunately, the wiki record, etc., is not there. They were not open and not public deliberately. Because we were doing things such as discussing the ramifications of having a permanent allowance for regional leadership, remembering that in those days regional leadership to attend was on a whim and in fact not in fact a guarantee. So there was many discussions held after the board meetings had completed, but they weren't reflected in the, in inverted commas, public record. They should, however, be reflected in the record that Heidi may have access to, which would have been held by both Matthias's notes and Nick Ashton-Hart's notes, and, of course, the CFO and, indeed, Steve Antonoff should have file notes on those as well. By the time we got to Mexico, of course, Heidi was in the room and we were holding those meetings in Nick's hotel room. That's probably good enough background from me, but we're talking about a history that goes to Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Now I'll just quickly allow to say a few words about the discussion I had on this matter with Steve Crocker. As you recall, Steve Crocker is the person who suggested for the board that the board meets on the Thursday afternoon of the week and not on the Friday. And the reason for that is because, there were several reasons. One of them was obviously a small cost-cutting measure because the board being meeting on Friday morning meant that all ICANN staff needed to remain behind for an additional day. Another reason was that the board would have to listen to the community all the way until Thursday night and then spend the night from Thursday to Friday frantically writing resolutions and making decisions and so on, and it was just not practicable at all. But in the discussions, when I shared our concerns with Steve Crocker, the reply was that it was never intended to shorten the ALAC ICANN week, and if we meet after the meeting of the board, that, you know, to continue planning, et cetera, and for whatever reason it is, we should be continued, we should be allowed to continue meeting after. And although it's understood that there might not be a full set of staff, staff generally does remain on Friday mornings, at least on Friday mornings, and so far, in fact, we've never had a problem where we were told that all staff has gone. So it's just a bit of a concern then that the recommendation on the on your page here actually says there should not be an expectation to meet staff and executive on the Friday. And it just seems to be showing it as a stumbling block rather than showing it as a way to regularize our exceptions. So that's the concern. I see Tijani has his hand up, and then I'll let Heidi say a few words on her follow-up. Tijani Benjema, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I am a little bit concerned because this was done, this decision was done by staff to decide on the additional request. Are those people allowed to decide that we meet on Friday or we don't have to meet on Friday? It is not their decision. If it is a high policy decision, it must be taken by the board. If it is the staff decision, I don't think that the staff can decide on this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Just to remind you of the process, I believe, and I think that this is the process, I believe that staff puts all of this on a page, writes recommendations, and actually instead of decision, it should be really saying recommendation, and then the board finance committee is supposed to give the final go-ahead or not. If I recall last year, there were several things which had actually not been granted for at large, and that was overturned by the finance committee. So as far as I understand, these are recommendations. Of course, in 99% of the case, the recommendations are followed by the board finance committee. But you are correct. It is the board that will make the final decision on this. It's just the concern I have is just the recommendation itself and the wording of the recommendation. Roberto Gaetano, you have the floor.
I think that this is a sort of I would like to save my back type of statement from staff. Just to say that there is no guarantee in the next meetings, but there are plenty of other meetings at the end of an ICANN meeting. For instance, the NOMCOM, when in the ICANN meetings where they have sessions, so specifically the summer meeting and the fall meeting, they meet at the end of the ICANN meeting normally. There are lots of other things going on, so I doubt that we will ever be in the situation where there is no staff coverage on Friday. But I think that statement is just to say, for the time being, it's okay, but don't count on it forever. If you can find a different solution, it will be safer.
Thank you very much, Roberto. I agree with you. It seems to be the message. The concern I have is whether the XCOM session is actually something that is now cast in stone after so many meetings, or whether this was a privilege that was overextended. And of course, you know, the need for the XCOM meeting is also important. if it doesn't take place, would that affect our operations? I see Cheryl has put her hand up. Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl for the transcript record. I want to follow on from Roberto. The reason it was happening after the board meeting was because people were head down and tail up during the meetings, and indeed our Sunday had, in fact our Saturday and our Sunday in those early days were taken up with the team building and capacity building within the ALAC and the regions. Now, it wasn't capacity building for the ALSs, but for the actual regional leaders, right? So we were already working from the weekend before at that stage. So there was little other opportunity for the leadership, both staff and ALAC, to touch base and discuss important matters. We met with not just CFOs but CIOs and you know, basically the C-suite people, and all of those times was very important work to be done. Now, that said, it does not, as Roberto has indicated, mean that it always has to be there. As we have changed, it is important, I think, that there is a regular touch point between the leadership of the ALAC and the C-suite as required, not all of them all the time, but as required for whatever is on the ALAC's agenda, and a face-to-face opportunity for that to happen. When that happens, I think Olivier is very much more flexible, particularly now, than it was back then. We now only work on a Sunday, not Saturday and the Sunday. And, of course, with ATRT and other meetings, GAC, etc., are not happening on the beginning end of the week, you could look at some flexibility there. But I do think the need to have the executive meet for its own business as well as have the executive meet with the C-suite of ICANN is important. Now, they could be two separate things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Agreed. I personally find those meetings very helpful indeed. The concern that I do have is how to fit them during the week if we can't fit them after the end of the week. And that's always the problem.
Absolutely.
And certainly being able to speak freely and discuss things freely. We're not under the same time agendas during the on the Friday afternoon then on the Friday and during the other week.
If I may, you might want to remind everybody, and that includes the Board Finance Committee, that Steve Crocker, in his meeting with your executive on the Friday, indicated that in future he would like to have more time with us, that the 40 minutes or whatever he was spending with us was insufficient, so he would like a larger block of time to interact.
That's a very good point, and if we do go down the path of writing to finance or one way or other, then this is something absolutely worth including in our statement or correspondence. I wonder, Heidi, are you
able to say a few words?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Heidi.
Yes, thank you. This is Heidi. Just very briefly, thank you for all of your comments. I think they're all very valid points. I have had initial discussions with some staff internally on this issue, and I think, Olivia, what might be useful is if when you're in Los Angeles for the ATRT2 in a few weeks, that we have meetings with Xavier, Abba, and Diane, who's now in charge of contingency travel, to discuss these concerns. And bring in some of the research that Cheryl's mentioned about the background of these meetings and the need for continuing such opportunities with the staff, the executives, and the ALAC leadership. But also that, just might explore other opportunities and when these meetings might be able to be held as well, if not on the Friday.
Okay, thank you. So that's a good thing. Let's do that then. If you could book me in, whenever I've got I can't even say an hour. I'm looking an hour, no. Half an hour, no. 15 minutes, no. A minute, maybe. Well, 30 seconds.
Olivia,
multiple
maybe
instances of 30 seconds to spare.
Keep in mind that when you're over here, your date starts around 6.
Ah, super. Thank you. I'm feeling so great.
Okay.
That's perfect. Let's do that then. Let's do this as an action item. I'll follow up and meet up then with finance and with travel.
The required people.
Okay, that was one thing I think which we needed to follow up on, and this is why I thought we'd spend the time on. With regards to the other requests that we have here, the Neuralo outreach campaign, the request doesn't qualify for early evaluation, so that's been deferred, so I guess we'll have to wait until the normal track answers are being given, and I understand that would be end of June. The next one, the Neuralo participation at the 13th ICANN Studienkreis meeting. The answer here was that ICANN does not provide funding support to attend third-party meetings. I know that there has been some reply from Wolf to this. Basically, one of the concerns is, on the one hand, we're asked to do outreach. On the other hand, as soon as you try to do outreach and open up and go elsewhere than at an ICANN meeting, it doesn't get funded. That said, I do realize that the IGF was in that boat at some point, and now the IGF seems to be partially funded for a few people. So my personal suggestion would be to keep on asking year upon year, and one year at some point the policy will have moved for such funding to be given a green light. But obviously this year it doesn't look as though this is happening. Any thoughts or comments from anyone here? Tijani Benjamin, go ahead.
Thank you, Olivier. I do think that it is a lack of communication. I am sure that if the leadership of ICANN understand that it is a very important outreach operation, it will be agreed. Once again, I say that even if it is the finance subcommittee, board finance subcommittee, who is agreeing on this recommendation, it is done by the staff, and the staff is not aware, doesn't understand, doesn't have the feeling that the senior staff have and that the board have. So I think that we, Euralo and ALAC, has to communicate better on this particular point with Fadi and with the board members. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Can I ask you a follow-up question? Because in the past, we have followed up with Xavier and the finance department on these specifics, but it appears that the answer is still the same as what was there before. Last year we had the same reply for the ICANN Studienkreis, for example. Do you believe then that we should ask, someone, for example, like Sally would be the and the Public Participation Committee would be the people to ask. I just have this concern, this discrepancy between what's said on one side and what happens on the other. What's your thought on
exactly,
that, Tijani?
Exactly, Olivier. I think that we need to involve Sally and Fadi. I am highlighting Fadi because Fadi has this as a main point in his program. So we need to make him aware so that he can influence Sally and the others.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Cheryl Langdonor?
Thank you, Cheryl, for the transcript record. I just had a thought while Tijani was speaking, and I do agree absolutely in principle and in general that we should keep trying or keep to the keep trying approach for the Euralo proposal for student growth. But it strikes me that in our newly ploughed fields and yet to be planted seeds of the new ICANN, we may be able to revisit some previously rejected concepts. I'm of the opinion that Xavier certainly would be open to them, where previous CFOs have not been. And that is where what we may be able to do with some of these deemed regional type things is look to developing new relationships with our RIRs and with the CCTLD operators in those regions. Because it strikes me that this is a sort of relatively small contributions, but important contributions that could perhaps be sought out in a relationship, something like a public-private partnership would go normally. But previously, if we've asked for co-sponsorship or jointly funded activities, that has been impossible. It might be time to not only keep trying with this, but dig up that old body and see if that could be resuscitated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. So I note your suggestion here, jointly funded activities. In effect, would you be saying, suggesting that an RIR supports a couple of people and that ICANN supports a couple of people, matching
or,
the number of people supported by the RIR?
They may be seen very much as being an ICANN ambassador, even though there is RIR support or CCTLD operator support in terms of the actual fellowship.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. I have to dig a bit deeper on that. Roberto Gaetano?
Yes. First of all, I agree with Cheryl. I think that this is something that we have to push for. In the past, we had more interaction and also in terms of physical meetings with other parts of the organization. But back to the main point, I think that we have to try to tackle the issue from a different point of view. We had also a sort of an email exchange on this. In my opinion, I think that we need to establish the concept that we have a budget for outreach activities, which is can be also participation to specific meetings and all the material that has to be distributed and so on. But a sort of a budget item that we need to have the freedom to allocate to based on what, for instance, the EXCOM, ALAC EXCOM, decides, and not having to go back to the finance committee to ask for an approval item by item. I think that it is time that ALAC gets a sort of is sort of recognized to be adult enough that we can decide what is important and what is not important. We can be given a certain degree of freedom, because otherwise this is going to be a nightmare every time, because we need to put a justification, explain to everybody why this meeting is important, and so on. Whereas if we have a budget allocated in the beginning of the year, that will be the solution. This has been discussed in the early days of ALAC many years ago, and that was not granted. But ALAC had a different level of maturity at that time. So probably now it's time also, with the change in the leadership, with Fadi being more concerned about the at-large community and outreach, I think that we might get this point across this time.
Thank you very much, Roberto. And I certainly see support from Cheryl in the chat saying that it should be reported, accountable, and, of course, transparent. I know that there is much support within our community to proceed in this direction or to ask for this to take place. Tijani Benjamin, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I have a question. Does has any SO or IC or AC have this financial independence or financial decision-making ability?
Not at this stage. It's Cheryl here.
That's correct, Cheryl, and thank you for the question, Tijani. No, we don't. At the moment, it's pretty much we make a request, and the request is either granted or not. So someone else basically deals with our piggy bank, as one would call it, or whichever, or wallet. I think the way to move forward on this is really to bring this up in a future meeting with ICANN Finance, with Xavier, and perhaps even as a first step, and then the next step will be the Board Finance Committee. How was that asked for last time, Cheryl? You'll probably know.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. It was direct negotiation between the then staff lead, which was in the days, first of all, in the days pre-Nick Ashton Hart with Denise, and then during Nick's job of being Director of At-Large. I don't believe we've gone down this pathway with Heidi, but I may have actually had an impromptu conversation with Kevin while Heidi was in the chair when I was in Los Angeles at one point, which just reaffirmed the fact that they weren't ready for that sort of intelligence decision at that stage yet. It's been asked for, first of all, very, very formally, and it was absolutely and unequivocally refused for a whole lot of supposedly good reasons. We have fairly detailed correspondence on that, which may still be in social text material, but I'm sure there'd be local copies in some of our files if we need to get them out.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. May I ask, as an action item, for staff to try and dig that correspondence out? If we are going to start discussing this again, and I know it is a recurrent matter, we do need to have the correspondence to be able to remember what happened, because the people we will have in front of us will obviously not, since they're all, you've pronounced names of people that have left and there's been a new crew that has arrived. So we all need to be on the same page on this and know what's happened. That said, the one concern I do have is that at the moment ICANN still operates in a very centralized manner. The very fact that you do have the budget decisions that are all made centrally and you've got all the SO and AC requests going through that process. Does anyone here know of any other SO or AC that is able to run their own budget independently?
Only if, Cheryl here, only if they're done in the name of their SO, but they're directly funded by themselves. So you'll have some business constituency activities that would be sponsored by individual commercial entities, and obviously the CCTLDs are the exception there as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this, Cheryl. This clearly is something we can continue the discussion on. So the action item is probably twofold. So the first part of the action item is that staff should find the documentation and correspondence pertaining to the prior discussions on what do you call it, self-determination of funding? Is that how you would call it?
Yes, Olivier, Cheryl, for the record. And just to assist, the references would be correspondence between Denise and first of all Jacqueline and then myself.
So that's the first thing. The second action item, I believe, is for this committee, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, to look at the correspondence and to put together a proposal that we will then come up with during the next ICANN meeting in Durban, I guess. I think this is something that is best discussed face-to-face.
Standalone, correct.
And I would, rather than having something that is behind the scenes on this specific thing, I think we do need to ask it up front, for the simple reason that it's actually just deeper than just the ALAC asking for something like this, but it really comes with a maturing of the overall ICANN as an organization. And the mode of management, whether it's decentralized or centralized, we're seeing a definite move with the new leadership to a more decentralized management, or at least that's how it's being touted, that's how it's been promoted. So certainly is financing going to be all centralized still or decentralized? That's a question worth asking.
Cheryl here, Olivier, if I may, please ensure that you also include your leads in outreach, because most of these things, these discretionary funds, would probably be in the outreach and engagement category, and I think it's important to keep what is a rapidly changing part of ICANN closely involved in that.
Okay, so do you mean that what's called the public participation, but
Cheryl here, I do mean that, but there is the community, the cross-community-wide working group for engagement.
For engagement, right,
and
yes.
That's very much looking at how to work smarter, not harder, how resources, rather than to be created for just a single part of ICANN, is applicable for all of our youth. It's also going towards minimising these individual jumps at bits of budget, and trying to find ways where, outreach material in capital letters would be provided for, and then the individual needs would all be met, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. We'll work this out as we go along. We still have plenty of time until we have that meeting, but I agree with you that we do need to link it all up. The problem is just running so many horses at the same time. I realize time is ticking by, and we have two more requests to look at, but those are quite similar. They were the request for the APRALO workshop and for the AFRALO workshop at IGF 2013. It appears that there was partial acceptance for three people to be supported for each of these workshops, provided the workshop is accepted by the MAG in the IGF. Any comment on this, or can we move on?
I think we can move on. Sorry, Holly Raish for the record.
Thank you very much, Holly. So let's move on, and let's look at the review of the additional at-large FY14 requests. These are the standard track budget requests. There are three listed on the agenda. These are the three that staff has received. And if any request is missing, then you just have, I guess you just have your RALO to blame for not sending it, or at least putting it somewhere perhaps where no one has found it. So I see here, Naralo's second submission was sent by me with Murray. It was sent on March the 15th. Where was it sent, Glenn? And has staff received this? Well, let's whilst you answer that, let's just look at the first one. The APRALO workshop at APRIGF 2013 has to take place in Seoul from the 4th to the 6th of September. I invite you all to open it, and I think that this will appear on your screen as well, on the Adobe Connect screen, hopefully. I see that Tijani has put his hand up. Do you wish to comment on this workshop, please? Go ahead, Tijani.
Yes, please. Tijani speaking. This workshop will take place in September, so it will fall under the fast track and not the regular track. I am afraid it will not be accepted by the budget and finance department.
Thank you very much, Tijani. I had a similar thought when I saw the date. I'm not quite sure whether it would make it unacceptable to finance or whether it would just be told yes or no very late in the process, i.e. in July, just a month and a half before it's due to take place. Any thoughts on this?
Cheryl here. I'm not able to put my hand up for connectivity reasons, but I would jump in and say I would suggest it being managed in the normal track and being a late outcome would not be a problem. We're talking logistics that are easy to arrange in fairly short order in fairly close regional travel opportunities. So it's getting two or three more rooms in student housing isn't going to be terribly complicated.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. I can't see it in the Adobe Connect. I don't know if it's going to be uploaded or not.
Mm. You have to work off.
Heidi, could you please post that AP Rallo? I know you had it already posted. It just needs to be switched with what's showing on the screen.
You can always run it off off your agenda. But.
Yes.
So Cheryl has made a point that it doesn't matter if it gets agreed late or not. It's the total amount requested is $9,000. Any other thoughts on this? Holly Reich?
Yes, thank you, Holly Reich, for the record. Look, I understand that the deadline is passed. Tijani's absolutely right. I think probably we understand that the likelihood of getting this is certainly compromised because of the late date. I think I would agree with Cheryl in that if we can leave it in knowing that, you know, that in fact it really doesn't meet the deadline, but it can be a late request. And for something that's really not that, given that we've already done a lot, we, AP Rallo, have done a lot of work on the issue of IDN variants. We've already got, we have the successful multi-stakeholder program. We're already working on something for Bali. It's a topic that we know we can work with. We've got a lot of the groundwork done. Really all we're talking about is a bit of travel. So it's a very straightforward request. I would ask maybe it be put in with all of us knowing that it is late and accepting that it's late and accepting that for that reason we may not get the request.
Okay, thank you very much, Holly. I note a green tick from Tijani on this. Does anyone object to this being sent? Okay, so we'll file this then, and maybe in the introduction note, should there just be a note saying we are aware of the fact that it's, you know, the response will be given late and there's no push.
I wouldn't say it that way. I'd say that whilst we recognise this particular activity would have fitted in the fast track, there is no impediment if it is managed in the normal track because a late response is not deemed critical.
Okay. Well, whichever. I mean, we'll just forward it over, and if finance comes back to us and says, are you aware this should be on the normal track, on the fast track and not on the normal track because you're asking for it very quickly, there's no push for them to go any faster.
Correct.
Or go out of their way than their usual system.
And maybe makes a point that really it's a very, very, very simply managed request. It's basically just for travel and a bit of accommodation, that's it. So it's not as if it is money to do something complicated. Right? And I guess maybe that point can be part of it. Sorry, that's Holly Brace for the record.
Thank you. Okay, I think we can move on to the next one, and I'm mindful of the time always. The next one is the La Corallo request for an outreach campaign that was filed a few days ago. La Corallo is present in 16 of the 33 countries that make up the region. And the aim here is to have some travel support to go out there and go to those countries with no current ALS and liaise with potential ALSs and basically get them to come on board. There is a set of strategic objectives there, which are derived from the strategic planning, the ICANN strategic planning, and so it just would find the working group would be finding, in consultation with the geographic regions working group, would be finding actors, training colleges, professional organizations, any organization that would be suitable as an at-large structure. The total amount that is requested is not, 17,000, I think. I don't have the total. Maybe around $20K altogether, $20,000 or so altogether. Just a very ballpark figure. Any thoughts or questions on this? Do we have anyone from La Corallo who could talk to us about this?
No,
Tejani Bencheva.
Thank you, Olivier. I think that we had better not to put figures, money, dollars. We have to put quantities because always staff can evaluate that, and we don't have the same ability to evaluate it. And it gives the evaluators the feeling that we are not asking for money, we are asking for action, we are asking for things. So the best is to put, for example, for brochure, X number of brochure, three pages brochure or something like this, so that they will try to put, and the staff will try to put money in front of it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tejani. Noted. Next is Devon Antilixing.
Hi, Devon Antilixing speaking. Well, this budget request came in, was discussed on last night's La Corallo call. Several concerns were raised, namely that it needs to be fine-tuned a little bit. For example, the list of countries it's claiming to go for outreach to recruit new ALS structures, some of that needs to be tweaked. Because some of those territories are actually belonging to the Uralo, for example. There's also a concern regarding how this fits with the Latin American and Caribbean regional strategy. And I think we have to all look carefully at, because it does mention it, that we have to think, I would say, synergy with the Latin American and Caribbean's regional strategy, which is, of course, seeking to get outreach to get participation in all the ACs and SOs in ICANN. I don't know if anyone from staff will be willing to say something as to what happened on the La Corallo call last night, because I was unfortunately not able to be on the call. And That's it. I think that based on the Lakrala call, this is going to be tweaked a little bit and hopefully submitted very soon. I don't know if there's any particular deadline that needs to be... is there any particular deadline that I can inform the Lakrala chair as to when this can be tweaked and updated? That's it.
David Solivier, can you rephrase your question, please? Because I don't understand. Is there a deadline by which this request should have been going via the Lakrala chair? Is that the answer? Is that the question?
Sorry, David Anstey speaking. Is there, if I believe the Lakrala chair is working on updating this proposal now as we speak, is there by the end of the day or by the end of tomorrow or something like that, or what shall I tell him?
The deadline was 22nd of April, 2359 UTC. The filing of these requests has to take place before the 28th or 29th, the filing with ICANN Finance. However, since we're meeting right now, we're making the decisions right now, so if there are any changes and amendments, these are too late for this committee to meet.
This is Dave, understood. I don't know if anyone from staff will be able to give any insight as to what happened on the Lakrala call.
Thank you, Dave. Anyone? Sylvia?
Hi, this is Heidi. So Sylvia and I were on the call, and there was some discussion about this proposal. There was an email from Carlson that was read for the record, raising some concerns. Late yesterday following the call, Jose Arce sent a slightly revised proposal that may have included some changes, and that is the version that you're looking at currently. So at that point, I'm not sure if you would like to have Lakrala go back and make additional changes. That's the status of this proposal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Heidi. That certainly clears the confusion now. Unfortunately, I wasn't on the call either last night, so I wasn't able to hear what went on. I take the note that Tijani has said with regards to the actual costs. One could amend this proposal by not putting the costs there and letting staff evaluate the costs if they were to be evaluated. With regards to the outreach campaign itself, we have supported the, I wouldn't say an equivalent, but we've also supported an outreach campaign for Lakrala. So I would find it hard to block a Lakrala outreach campaign today and to choose between one region or another. Now, with regards to it succeeding or not, your guess is as good as mine. It's one of these tough questions. It does seem to be a bit pricey to get people to travel around and go to meet with potential ELSs. Usually what happens is meeting those at regional IGFs is sometimes a better way to engage, because you get to meet more than just one type of potential structures from one country. You get to meet many at the same time. I see Tijani and Cheryl have put their hand up. So first, Tijani Benjamin.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. No, Olivier, we have to support this request. It is for me, it is necessary to support it. But since it is not well finalized, I think that Dev have to work with the staff to finalize only the technical aspects, not the content, because we, as a committee, we have to support it now. We have to decide that we will support it, but the final submission will be more or less arranged by Dev and the staff before the submission. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the transcript record. Two things. First of all, I'll do the second one first, just to confuse you all. Specifically to this application,
I agree. I think we should be avoiding cold hard cash calculations. And I hear what Glenn has been typing into the chat, but I would suggest, Glenn, that in-service training for those people who are writing these applications is something we need to attend to between now and the next funding cycle, opportunities for funding cycle. We can't retrofit them this time. But, yeah, I'm a great lover of the smart stuff and everything else as well. But that said, I'm certainly comfortable with perhaps suggesting that in principle support is given, but that it would have a better chance of being looked at in a more affirmative way if there was less cold hard cash calculations and more clear criteria for what needs to be achieved. I would strongly suggest, however, that the Budget and Finance Committee put a override on this and any other similar application that comes in at any future point in time where there is a regional plan developed or being developed. I think we need to have the in as much as the following application fits with and has some nexus in the existing regional plan, that we should probably limit our divided support to make sure that it seemed to be complementary to those planning and outreach activities rather than cutting across it. I would just wanted to then go back to my first point that I was going to make, and that is this travelling roadshow crapola, and to spell that for the record is C-R-A-P-O-L-A, that I've seen over now 10 plus years people ask for. This was successfully done by one of the regions previously where a little travelling roadshow occurred and claims were put in and indeed eventually paid. And it resulted in us having something like seven at-large structures from one particular country. Not terribly helpful. And a huge waste of money and effort in my particular view. So we need to be really careful what we ask for and what we expect out of these things. It is, as you said, Olivier, far better to make targeted outreach in existing opportunities than, I don't know, arriving at the town hall and seeing who you can meet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for being so eloquent and for teaching us how to spell crapola. Something to know. And certainly the Australian way sounds the same as the English way, so that's one thing we can agree on, finally. Moving swiftly on, I totally hear what you are saying. I also note that there has been support, as I said, for the Naralo equivalent. I believe that we should file it without the numbers, but at the same time, I'm not sure that we are going to get it. The reason for it being the one that you've spelled out and that I've said as well, if we're not able to get funding at meetings that are not ICANN meetings to do outreach, I think the chance of being funded to go and meet with potential ALSs without even being in a meeting, in a general meeting, is even more limited. But it's worth a try, or at least worth seeing what the reply would be for this. Cheryl, your hand is still up?
No, I'm typing. I can't lower my hand. I'm desperately trying to. If someone can do it for me, that would be good.
Okay, thank you. Don't know how you do that. Any other thoughts? If not, then we'll just pass this on and we'll get Dev to work with staff to just clean it up on the technical grounds, take the numbers out, and see what reply we get from ICANN Finance on this. Next is the next one is the Naralo-Uralo request, which is just a repeat from prior years, and that's again an outreach request, and that's to send people to CES, CBIT, and Computex to increase awareness of ICANN and specifically interest in at-large participation. I see that the numbers which were derived here, I think, were derived from prior years. I can't remember, really. Could I ask Heidi, would you have a... Oh, I see Cheryl has her hand up again, but...
No, Cheryl hasn't had it put down.
She can't put her hand down. Heidi, would you have a couple of...
Just comment ahead, on that, Olivia. I didn't quite get the question.
The question, we're now looking at the next request, which is the Naralo and Uralo request for traveling, travel support to CBIT and Comdex and CES Las Vegas. And it's the same as prior years. It has numbers in there. Were the numbers just the numbers that we've done over the years, that we managed to get over the years, or do we also have to strip the numbers on that?
I would need to take a look at that. This is Heidi, for the record. This has been updated by Darlene. I don't know to what extent the actual numbers are current. So if I could just maybe have a couple of hours to look at that, I can give you a better reading on that then.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Heidi. Maybe we can put this one aside. Does anyone have any objections to this being sent through as well?
Cheryl, you too. Roberto has his hand up, and I think we should treat all of these the same.
I can't see Roberto's hand. I can see yours up. This is off. Roberto, I see Tejano's hand up. Roberto, you have the floor.
This is Roberto Gaetano. It seems that Cheryl can't get her hand down, but I can't get my hand up. So, but we just trade. Please use the hand of Cheryl. Okay. Okay, if you say it comes from previous years and so on, I was taken a bit by surprise. I have a concern with this, and I'm just, of course, it has been years that I'm not going to CBIT, but at one point in time I was going every year, and honestly, I don't see the benefit in terms of outreach, because one booth at CBIT with people just rushing around, nobody will really even care about the ICANN booth. But that's just my personal opinion, and since I have not participated in the discussion, I might well be wrong. But I'm just trying to think that we have just been refused support for participation to the ICANN Studienkreis, where we would really have had the opportunity to contact people that are interested in ICANN, that at least people who are attending are aware of what ICANN is doing, and I cannot see in other words, I would see, I'm not excluding to go to CBIT, but I think that it is far, far less productive and important than the Studienkreis. And if the Studienkreis has been rejected, I cannot see how the ICANN board can look favorably to participation to a consumer, electronic consumer fair, to be honest.
Okay, thank you very much, Roberto. I see several people in the queue, so I'll let them speak, and then I'll add a few things. So Tijani Benjema, next.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. First of all, the same remark you are putting dollars here. I do prefer that you put quantities and not dollars. Second point, I am inclined to agree with Roberto because of the kind or of the nature of the CBIT. It is not. It doesn't give a lot of opportunity to do real outreach, but I will not block it. I will not say no. Don't agree on it. But I think that it doesn't have. It will not have the same result than the other requests that we already agreed on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tejani. Next is Wolf Ludwig.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig for the records. First of all, I have already directly communicated to Olivier and Heidi, I do not believe that forwarding this request again and again will increase any chances. And the second point is I also share the doubts raised by Roberto and Tijani already whether CBIT as the largest computer fair in Europe with hundreds of thousands of participants and booths, etc., where you will get a tiny corner for quite a lot of money to rent such a booth. I do not really see the point anymore that we have the right target group to make effective outreach. In the meantime, if we consider this type of fairs, I would see the Republica, which is presently going on in Berlin, what became the Net Politics fair in Germany, to reach our target populations, potential ALSs, etc., would be much more effective and useful to organize than to be present at the CeBIT. I cannot judge the other fairs which are suggested here in Las Vegas and in Taipei, but as far as I can judge CeBIT, I'm not sure any longer whether it's really the best opportunity for outreach. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Vol.
Cheryl,
you have the floor.
I can't put my hand up. It may never go. I had to reboot to get the hand down last time. Cheryl, for the record, look, I think that anything that this year that goes in as a request for anything that is not a clearly ICANN-highlighted or ICANN-targeted activity anyway will have a snowball's chance in hell of getting through. I think I'd be astonished if several of these regional requests got any more than the same response as the ICANN student coast has already got. But that said, I also see no reason to block providing we do the same toilet as Tijani has proposed on other ones, and that is the removal of numbers and put outcomes in rather than that. But, yeah, do I think it's a high likelihood? No. Do I think it probably needs to be a discussion point in the cross-community work group on engagement? Yes. That's probably the place for this sort of thing to be discussed, where the whole of the ICANN community can mull over the relative benefits of one trade show versus another. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheryl, it's one of these questions. There doesn't seem to be any particular consensus here. Some believe that we have no chance in hell to get this proposal going through. Some believe that the proposal is just maybe not targeting the right people. I have heard the different arguments and points. I know that we are asking for a number of other things at the moment this year. If you remember, we're also asking for the summit to take place, which will be treated separately. But I also do wonder about the overall optics of at large asking for many, many requests and ending up having all of those requests rejected. The optics go two way. With regards to other ASOs and ACs, they might think that we're asking for too much. We want it all.
Yep.
With regards to ourselves, seeing a lot more no's than yeses will obviously get our community to be unhappy, even more unhappy. And I'm just concerned about the point that was made from a couple of people here that there's very little chance of this one going through if the student crisis has already been rejected. What I suggest is that we keep this one up our sleeve. In other words, we don't actually send it this year, but we will keep it on the side for the discussion that we will have with regards to wider outreach and engagement and how to work with the ICANN finance department on this. I am concerned that at the moment the student crisis was rejected and this type of outreach is rejected, has been rejected in the past, and is looking as though it will be rejected in the future. And even more targeted outreach, which Wolf mentioned Respublica, for example, a policy outreach. And I notice also in the chat, Glenn and Murray mentioning outreach with civil society meetings. I'm concerned that this is being seen all in the same bag and still rejected because it's not related to ICANN. We need to have closure on this and align the public partnership committee and the work of global stakeholder relationship on one side with the Speakers Bureau as well on the other side, because that's another item which at the moment is still not completely gelled and is not finalized, and the implication of our ALSs being able to participate in non-ICANN events locally. It's a wider thing. I agree with, I think it was Glenn or Murray that said this has to be more of an at-large wide thing rather than specific RALO work.
Olivier?
So I'd be inclined not to send this one over.
Olivier?
Yes, Roberto, go ahead.
Roberto Gaetano. I think that this is a critical issue. I think that we have a strategical issue here. If we want to establish ourselves as a body that is responsible and that does really targeted requests and that knows how to what are our priorities, and we want to ask for the autonomy in managing the money, we cannot be seen as a body that puts forward requests that might be seen as frivolous or, you know, just throw it in, it might get through. So I think that for the future, this is an attitude that we have to take in one way or the other. Either we say, okay, we try, if it goes fine, or we do our self-control in these kind of things, and therefore I think that we will be more credible and we will acquire more of a reason for pushing for the ability to manage our own budget by ourselves.
Good point. Thank you very much, Roberto. That's heard and heeded. Tijani?
Tijani speaking. I agree with Roberto 100%, but with the condition that all members from all the RALOs will attend and work with us in this subcommittee. If
we have a region that the representatives are not present in our work, it will not work. We have to have all the railroads compulsory represented in this subcommittee in each meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. And I note the discussion is now moving on to outreach and to railo outreach. And obviously, we have those working groups that are dealing with this specifically. And I know some of you are members of these working groups, so I would appreciate if you relay the discussion we're having here over to those working groups at several levels. Let's move on. So this one is refused, or let's not call it refused, but is not passed on. And I note that, of course, one of the requesters was Wolf Ludwig, who himself mentioned that it was not a good idea to proceed forward this year. There was one other request which was asked from me, Glenn McKnight and Murray McKercher have asked me about the outreach request that they had put together for Nuralo. Now, this has already been treated in the fast track requests, and I believe that's the one which has been deferred. The decision has been deferred for the normal track. So we don't need to discuss it now since it's already been discussed and filed. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the one we're talking about? Murray, Glenn? Because staff has informed me that the proposal which was received on March the 18th was the one that was submitted. It's correct. Okay, so that's done and dealt with. We don't need to go back on it. We'll just have to wait and see what finance, ICANN Finance, comes up with on this. Right, I think that's all of the requests that we have. What are the next steps? Well, staff will submit those, so the APRIGF 2013 request and the LACRALO request over after performing the final cleaning up with according to the action items that we had. And these will be sent before the deadline, which is the 28th. Some have mentioned the controller@icann.org address. There was some confusion, and I think that part of the feedback that Tijani and I will be providing to ICANN Finance will be that, as far as our community is concerned, sending out this address to our community just serves to confuse people, since we have an internal process with our finance and budget subcommittee to channel input into the controller@icann.org address. I know that some of you have sent the request directly, some of the railroads have sent the request directly to controller and then had to send it to us, and there was some confusion there. So that, just, you know, clearing up the information and the information path is something that we have to work on, because this year, I admit, it wasn't done too well. And we've all had a bit of a hand in this, unfortunately, and it was not wanted. So I do apologize if the information didn't go too well. Any comments or questions before I close this call? Are we set on the next steps?
Olivier, this is Heidi. Yes, we are. Just one comment for the LACRALO one. I believe that the action item was for staff to work with Dev on the numbers. I'm assuming those are the numbers of the countries. Did you want two questions? Did you wish to have the monetary numbers remain in there? And secondly, then once this is revised, should it go back to the LACRALO leadership and the person who submitted it for review before submission?
Thank you very much, Heidi. With regards to the numbers, I believe it was stripping it of the cost numbers. That's what Tijani suggested, so as to bring it in line with the other requests. With regards to the to sending it back to LACRALO, I would hope that the representatives or the people from LACRALO who will be working on this, so I guess that's Dave and Cintra, if she works on that, will be liaising directly back I'm just concerned of things going back and forth and the request being then changed without this committee here seeing the request. We need to make sure it's just technical things that get changed, not the actual intent of the request itself. Tijani, you have the floor.
Yes, Olivier, it's exactly what you said. The decision is now made on a request. The request doesn't have to change in the content. It has only to be arranged technically. That's all.
Fantastic. Thank you. Is that clear, Heidi?
Yes, thanks very much.
Cheryl here, as long as you've all noted that just as we did not put the consumer-focused one forward, I am equally uncomfortable with the Lacrallo one. But I'm a minority voice. I just want you to all have heard it.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. That's noted as well. Okay, that's pretty much what we have to talk about today. I apologize for the slight delay in closing this meeting. It has taken a bit more time than I originally thought, but we've done some good work here, and I thank you all for attending. And this is not concluding our process. We are now going to have to comment on some of the process. I know that Tijani is going to follow up with ICANN Finance, and if you are aware, we don't only deal with budget here, but we also deal with the strategic work that ICANN is working on. So I'm sure there'll be more calls of the SDSC in the near future. Thanks to everyone, and this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.